Hi, I'm Kaylin Amadio, and this is the Boomers Ultimate Guide Podcast, the place where boomers like me and like you can come together to learn, share, and grow a thriving business and vibrant life. Cue music.
This is the Boomers Ultimate Guide Podcast, episode 18.
Hi, I'm Kaylin Amadio, creator and host of Boomer's Ultimate Guide Podcast, and I want to introduce you to today's special guest, Art Maines. Art is a practicing clinical therapist, and he's the author of Scammed, 3 Steps to Help Your Elder Parents and Yourself. He has been a speaker on elderly fraud prevention and recovery at both the state and national levels. Drawing on his own experience helping his 83-year-old stepfather recover from a series of devastating scams and his own clinical skills as a practicing therapist, Art has a unique perspective on this growing problem. He has trained professional groups and senior organizations on topics related to elderly fraud recovery and prevention, and has consulted with scam victims' families locally and nationally. Art, welcome to the Boomer's Ultimate Guide Podcast.
Thank you, Kaylin. I'm delighted to be with you and your audience this morning.
I'm glad that you could make time for us. And this is an important topic. I didn't realize, I guess I never gave thought to how prevalent it could be, but I can only imagine now that my brain is sort of honing in on this, what a big deal these elderly scams and this kind of fraud prevention is going to be. Because, you know, we all get those stupid emails from the Nigerian prince who says he's got money in a bank, you know, and I think nothing of it. But I guess that stuff works because somebody does believe it somewhere.
Well, they do, sadly, and it's an enormously lucrative business. Some estimates go as high as $40 billion a year in losses from scams and frauds of various kinds. So it is a big deal.
And that's worldwide?
That is worldwide.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves. This is our subject matter, everyone. We're going to talk about this. But, Art, just give us – I gave people a little synopsis of who you are, but why don't you tell us a little bit about your stepfather and how you sort of got drawn into this particular subject.
Sure. Well, Bill, my stepfather, was a part of my life for 46 years. In every way but one, he was my dad. And so after my mom died in 2005, he moved to St. Louis, where I live. And we just sort of got our lives going. And being the social worker that I am, and being aware of these things, because seniors are a part of the population that I work with, I had the scam talk with him, if you will. And I said, you know, Bill, there's a lot of weird stuff going on out there. If you get anything that seems a little sketchy or questionable, or you're just not sure, just check with me and we'll figure it out. And so I thought, great, you know, check the box, I'm all done. Well, then that was in 2006. In 2009, I got a phone call when I was out of town. And this woman identified herself as a police detective from the town where Bill lived. And she said that she and a uniformed police officer had confronted Bill at the courtesy counter at his grocery store because the employees of that store had created a flyer with an image from their security camera that said, "Please don't wire any more money for this man. He's being ripped off." And I couldn't believe it, because Bill was a very smart man. He was a college graduate, graduated in 1951, in an era when a lot of people didn't even finish high school. Mm-hmm. So not a stupid person. But the detective told me that he had used language with her and the police officer that I had never heard Bill use in my life. So I knew the scammers had really corrupted his mind. And what came to light over the next several days and several weeks was that he had gotten ripped off in a series of scams in which they said he'd won third prize in the Publisher's Clearinghouse sweepstakes, $125,000. But they just needed him to send them $850 for taxes, fees, and security and that sort of thing. This had been going on for 5 months, and when we figured it all out, he lost just over $70,000.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a significant portion of his remaining life savings. So this was horrible, and it was a complete disaster. So as we were working our way through all of that, then about a month after it came to light, I had another social worker epiphany, and I said, you know, all this stuff I'm learning about and helping an elder recover after something like this might be helpful for other people. Right. So I sat down, started writing, and it went to 90 pages. And that's when I thought, well, maybe there's a book in here. And sure enough, there was. And I'm so gratified with the response that the book has been getting. People have said, wow, this is the book that I need to be able to either prevent scams from happening to my mom or dad, or God forbid, if something happens to them. And so I've been very happy that the book that I wrote that I wish I had has actually been helping a lot of other people.
Gosh, it never occurred to me. Never, ever, ever occurred to me. And, you know, I'm thinking about my own parents and their middle and entering late 70s, right? They're mid, yeah, late 70s. Yeah. And they're smart people, and they've always done right financially. They've always taken care of themselves. And I can't imagine them ever falling for stuff. But who knows? You know, as we age and we're not really thinking, you know, in the same way that we always did before, or maybe we get more trusting. I don't know what it is, but I didn't realize what a problem this was going to be.
Well, so, and the other side of it is that the scammers are extremely good at what they do.
Sure.
They are professionals in a very evil kind of way, and they are always evolving new ways to deceive people, to get them to part with their money or their personal information that we would never have thought of.
Right.
And so it's important to stay up on what the latest scams are and the latest tactics. And so a part of what I do in the book and also in the talks that I give is I try to give those qualities and features of scams and their pitches that go across all sorts of different scams, so that if you learn these key ideas, then you can recognize and shut down a scam, whatever it looks like.
So let me ask you, do you work directly with, you know, because this show is geared towards boomers, so mm-hmm. a lot of boomers are going to have elderly parents that they're going to be worried about.
Right.
Some boomers, I guess, could be old enough to be falling for this scam themselves. You know, they're not in their 70s and 80s yet, or
right,
and 90s,
right.
But I guess it's possible. So when you're dealing with these issues, are you working with the boomer children, or are you working directly with the what do we call that age group that's older than boomers? Are they the...
Well, some people call it the greatest generation,
right,
from Tom Brokaw's book of the same name.
Right.
You know, I've heard them called traditionalists, so you pick your name.
Right.
But our parents' generation, let's say that.
Yes, yes. So do you work with the boomer children or directly with the elder generation?
I do both, actually, because a lot of boomers are in that sandwich generation as well, where
yes,
they're taking care of kids or grandkids, plus aging parents. And this kind of scam victimization can add another layer of heartbreak and complexity to the boomers' already busy lives. So I work a lot with boomer children who are dealing with their parents, but also with the parents themselves, because I believe that seniors can benefit from the knowledge and the skills for what to do to stop scams so that they don't become victims. And so I think, let's talk to everybody. Anybody who will listen is who I will speak with.
And so how is working with the boomer children different than working with the actual older generation?
Well, in the boomer children, there's that sense of being so busy and so pressed for time and resources. So that's a lot of, I've got to get in there and give them the information that they want and they need quickly. I hear this a lot in the consultations that I do with people across the country. And there's also a sense of a kind of can-do spirit that, you know, by God, I can take care of this. And I believe that we can. I'm a boomer myself. And so it's different. You know, it's a different mindset. We've all always sort of done our own thing and created life on our own terms. And my mission is really to support that, because they want to take care of their parents. I certainly took care of mine. But you got to have the knowledge and the skills to know what to do.
Excellent. So let's give people some tips. One of the questions I always ask guests is for their top three tips, you know, those golden nuggets.
Right, sure.
Let's help some of these boomer children who might be concerned that this could happen, or concerned that it's already happening and they weren't aware. Let's give them your top three tips for dealing with this more prevalent problem than I realized of scams on the elderly.
Right. Well, number one, stay connected to your mom or dad, because a lot of times these things will thrive in secrecy. The scammers deliberately try to stoke a sense of secrecy. Like with the grandparent scam, they'll say, oh, don't tell mom or dad that I'm stuck in Mexico. You know, the scammers are pretending to be the grandchild or an attorney or something. So it's really important to stay connected to your parent and to continue having what I call the scam talk, which is everything okay? Have you gotten any weird emails? Or did anybody ask you for any of your information online? What have you been posting on social media? Because there's a lot of evidence that says that scammers are harvesting social media in order to create scams. Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's really going on.
I'm so
like
naive
that.
About this. I like to believe everybody's good. And I don't know why I'm constantly shocked when I find out somebody's bad. But okay.
Well, it's a good orientation to life, and it needs a little bit of an update.
Yes.
On that.
Okay. So that was tip number one. Stay involved and have this conversation so you're aware of whether they're being preyed upon. Right. Okay. Tip number two.
Stay aware of any signs of early cognitive impairment. Because, you know, most elders will not develop Alzheimer's or any of those other dread diseases. But for those who do, the risks of scam victimization skyrocket.
Okay.
And in the book, I talk about how to think about prevention in sort of a stepwise fashion, so that if your parent doesn't have any cognitive impairments, you do these things. If they have some mild cognitive impairments, then you think in these ways and you do these things. So stay attuned for any signs of loss of cognitive function. One of the first things that will show up in that regard is the inability to keep a checkbook or to figure tips and small sort of calculations like that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So
because that's the question going through my mind when I have a lot of trouble since menopause being able to find a particular word when I'm talking.
Right.
And I worry that I'm it's the beginning of the end. Right.
Well, not
so
like,
I'm glad to hear that, because I can calculate a tip, no problem.
Right. Yeah. So I think you're just fine. And so you watch out for that. And then third is watch out for the common myth that it can't happen to my parent. It's the denial.
Right. I fall in that category.
And so did I, because I thought, okay, well, you know, I had the talk with Bill, so we're all set. We're good to go.
Smart guy. He'll never fall for this. Right.
But the truth is, the scammers are so good at the psychology of manipulation, which is a big part of what I cover in my talks and in the book, that if the senior is not aware of the psychological ploys and dynamics, they can easily get sucked in through emotion, which is the major way that the scammers hijack brains, in the way I call it. So stay connected, be sure that you don't fall into the it can't happen to me thing, and watch for any kinds of early cognitive impairment. And then, if I may slip in a fourth tip, that is, keep reinforcing the skills of scam recognition and prevention, because that's vitally important. It can happen to people without their really knowing it or meaning for it to happen.
Right.
So be aware and make it a safe environment so that if something does happen with your parent, they have the ability and the freedom to come to you and say, I think I've gotten myself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sorry I went a little over on that.
No, that's right. But yeah, that's a good point, to not, if you've recognized it, to not now be embarrassed or think,
right,
ooh, I've got to fix this myself because I don't want to go to my child and...
Right.
And, you know, feel that I've let them down somehow, or that, you know, any of those negative thoughts that they might have when they realize that they've been scammed, if they do reach that point. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Right.
That speaks again to the fact that, you know, we're being sandwiched. It's like being the parent, you know, to your own children, and being the parent to your parent, which is such a unique place to be, but yet we're all here together. As long as we keep rowing in the same direction in this boat that we're all in, I think we'll all be fine. And you're really helping people with that, with identifying some of this. Now, what would you say is the biggest challenge or concern that boomer child is going to have in making sure that their parent is okay?
Well, one of the biggest ones is the what we call the overconfidence bias, on the part of the senior. This idea is especially prominent among senior men. We all have thinking biases. You know, our brains are the most amazing things in the known universe, but they have glitches in them too. And so senior men in particular can have this overconfidence bias that says, oh, I've got it all figured out, and that can't happen to me, and that really can get used against them. So you really have to be careful about that. And then also the denial factor about maybe some sort of loss of cognitive functioning as well. That's a very delicate subject, mm-hmm. and one that I think you can approach in a more sensitive way, but it's still vital to begin to look at that.
Okay, good point. So if someone is listening to this conversation right now, mm-hmm. and they're starting to have ideas that they need to be talking mm-hmm. to their parents, some boomer is sitting in this audience, what would you tell them to get up and do right now to start helping their parents?
Well, I would go and ask them, have them ask their parent, you know, I heard this thing about scams and frauds, and it made me wonder and really be concerned for you to make sure that you know that I've got your back on this, that I want you to know what to do, how to stay safe. So let's work together so that we can keep you safe. Because the point that I make in my talks in particular is, if the scammers steal your parents' money, they steal their future, their choices, and in some evidence, their lives. Because a Journal of the American Medical Association article from 2006 revealed that elders who are ripped off in these ways have a 3 times greater mortality rate in the 5 years after the scam. So it's deadly not only to their financial well-being, but to their life choices and potentially to their life itself.
Sure. They basically, the scammer has stolen their freedom from them.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, and then when you don't have your freedom, there's a lot of other things that you sort of let go, because it probably just doesn't seem to matter anymore. Yeah, and we don't want that to happen. And if I could say, I know you didn't say it, but if I could say, that first step should be to go out and get the book, right? And then maybe approach them and say, I heard about this, and I heard the author interviewed, and why don't we read this together? Actually, buy 2 copies of the book, one for you and one for them, and then highlight, you know, let's compare notes, mom and dad, and figure out, because you're going to be educating yourself too. I mean, I ignore all these silly emails and this stuff that I get, because I'm not the target yet, but I guess the day could come, you know, enough things change in your life that suddenly you could end up being the target, whether you realize it or not. And if you're aware of some of what's going on, and not that I want to be negative on salespeople, because everyone has to sell. I'm selling your book right now, right? You're selling your book right now.
Right.
But sometimes, and this is where salespeople get a bad rap, is that they use these types of manipulation tactics. This is where that whole used car salesman, you know, idea comes from, the bad salespeople. That's what these scammers are. They're basically selling these elders into doing what they want them to do so that they can get their money. And these same sort of psychological tactics are used by unscrupulous salespeople. So there's more than one reason to be reading the book and sort of becoming aware of the ways people can be taking advantage of you.
Yes, definitely. And another way that a person can support their parent and themselves is, I have an email newsletter that I send out monthly. In fact, I'm trying to go more frequent with it, because the world of scams and frauds changes so rapidly. So I would encourage
people to sign up. Well, that was my next question. How would you like listeners to get in touch with you? So tell us about that.
Sure. Well, they can go to my book website at scammedbook.com. And there they'll find my blog. There's some videos. There's also a place where you can sign up for my email newsletter. And so I would encourage them to go there. There's also a couple of Facebook pages that I am involved with. One is called Hammer the Scammers, which is, I'm kind of liking the name of it, actually, which is all about how seniors and their children can really prevent scams. It's, you know, how do you strike back at the scammers? And then the other one, I'm working with an elder law attorney and a financial advisor, and we've created what we call the Senior Scam Action Associates. And so we're pooling our knowledge for that project And there is a page for that on Facebook as well. That's once again Senior Scam Action Associates.
Okay. So, and are there links to those pages from the website, Scammed Book?
There will be soon.
Okay.
These are
all
fairly
right.
new. And so
that's the marketer asking you the important question. Make sure that there are links to those two Facebook pages.
I'm with you. It's just a question of getting it done.
So, all right. And it's scammedbook.com. So let's spell it for people. You know, because not everyone's a great speller. So go
ahead. Sure. It's S-C-A-M-M-E-D book, B-O-O-K.com.
Right. I wanted to make sure everyone knew there were two M's in Scammed.
Right.
Okay, so S-C-A-M-M-E-D book, B-O-O-K.com. And that's where you can find out more from Art Mange. You can find out more, his blog. You can find out more information about the book itself, which I highly suggest that you get, so that you can find out how to keep this from happening to your loved ones. And before we go, is there some sort of inspirational story or quote or something you'd like to leave us with?
Well, yes. One of the most important myths that I want to dispel is this idea that people who get ripped off are stupid. Mm-hmm. And so I did a post on Hammer the Scammers not too long ago that said, people who are victimized in scams need help and support, not judgment and ridicule, because these are crimes of deception, but they're crimes nonetheless. And there is no place in appropriate and helpful recovery for that judgment and ridicule and name calling. It's really important to remember that these are our beloved parents, and they have been the victim of a computer or a phone mugging. So let's bring all of the love and support and helpfulness that we can possibly find and that we would want for ourselves into helping them stay safe and helping them recover if the worst happens.
Right. It always goes back to the golden rule, doesn't it? You know,
yes.
Treat others as you would like to be treated.
Exactly.
And that's true here too. Well, Art Mange, scammedbook.com. Hammer the Scammers. I like that one a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep. Yeah. It's been lovely talking to you today. I appreciate your time. This is a very important topic, and I didn't really know anything about it, so I've really learned a lot today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Kaylin. It's been a delight to be on your show, and if it's a good thing for sometime in the future, I'd love to come back and talk more about the world of scams and identity theft and the psychology of scamming. There's a lot more we could talk about.
Right.
So identity
theft is another good topic. We'll have to do that.
Okay.
I was talking to you before we started the interview. Art's got a podcast himself that's going to be coming out soon, which I'm sure you'll learn more about if you go to his website. And we were talking podcasting a little bit. So
yeah.
I'm always looking for guests. You know, that's always a big part of podcasting, is finding great guests. And when I meet someone great, it's nice to always have them in my file. I would love that. I would love to have you come back and talk about identity theft.
Thank you, Kaylin. And please watch for the podcast. That will be out next month, and it's going to be called The Scammercast.
And it'll be in December 2014.
It will be in December of 2014,
okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, terrific. So those of you out there, now you know so much more about scams than you ever thought you would. Thank you for showing up for the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast. You know, we create a new podcast every Tuesday afternoon that we release at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, as I am here on the East Coast. And we're always trying to find ways, as I do in my personal consulting, I help boomers with their business and the business of digital media and social media and websites and all of that. But, you know, the world is not just made up of business. We want to live vibrant lives as well. So from me and from my guest today, thank you very much for taking time to listen. And we will catch you next time on the Boomer's Ultimate Guide podcast. Take care. Boom, baby. That's it for now. See you next time on Boomer's Ultimate Guide Podcast.